Well, it is 11:15 on this beautiful day in June. I was going to say beautiful day in May, but that doesn't, it rhymes better, but it doesn't work.
That's right.
How are you today, Mabel
I'm
Louise?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Hopefully I can make it through.
Indeed.
This old voice of mine is struggling with the temps and all that's going on and with the asthma that I have. And it is a beautiful day in Wisconsin. Last evening, I attended a baseball game of one of my great-grandchildren. And, oh, it was so enjoyable. And it made me feel that summer is here. And say, the June update is printed, and it'll soon be in your mailbox. And by the way, if you're not on the mailing list, just give us a call and consider it done. And let me give you the two telephone numbers. If you're in the area, all you have to do is dial 715-723-1037. And that, as you perhaps noted, that's the call letters of the radio station. And then here's our 800 number if you're out of our area. It's 657-4769. 800-657-4769. And you know what? We're celebrating our 45th year of broadcasting. And you'll find, if you're on the mailing list, you'll find an article about the history of the station. I hope you enjoy it. We're having, Carol's having all of the different employees write the history that they know. And today, in this month, Pat, you're going to be doing it. So that's great. He wrote a real wonderful article. And now I'm still on the subject of waiting on the Lord. And on my last broadcast, I covered Psalm 62, which is called the Waiting Psalm. If you haven't read it lately, why don't you? It's beautiful. And today I'd like to answer some questions concerning this subject of waiting on the Lord. Hopefully I can answer, what does it mean? Why does the Lord want us to wait? How do we wait? And what can we expect from the Lord if we do wait and obey him? So hopefully this will be of help and blessing to each one of us. It certainly has been to me. And of course, I can start out by saying none of us really like to wait, especially in these days. We're so used to having something done yesterday and wanting it done yesterday. So today, let me answer these questions. And the first one was, what does it mean to wait on the Lord? Well, really, to wait means to pause for further instructions. So we trust the Lord and wait for his instructions and for his leading and will for our lives. And that's what Psalm 62 is all about. And that's why I encourage you to read it today. So learning to wait really means that we become sensitive to him and to his leading. In other words, we don't ignore the presence of the Lord. Now, I'm particularly speaking to those of us who know Jesus as our personal Savior. And when we accept Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, and he is our teacher, our leader, our guide. And so we can ask and be sensitive to his presence and to his leading. Really, what I'm trying to say is we have to be good listeners and ready to ask the Lord for his leading. So another thing is that we learn to trust him and accept what he teaches us and the wisdom that we can find in the scriptures. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and withholdeth not. Well, I told you on my last broadcast, and I think it bears repeating, because that's why I'm spending several broadcasts on this subject. There are over 100 verses that have waited, waiting, and waiteth. And so I'm sure that after counting them and realizing the Lord wants to get through to us, to wait on him, to stop and listen, and to follow his leading. Let me give you some more wonderful verses from the scriptures. Here's Psalm 25, 4 and 5. It says, show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation, and on thee do I wait all the day. And then Psalm 27, I just turned a few pages over, and here on Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14, it says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So he repeated that waiting twice in the same verses. And then here's Psalm 37. I just keep on turning the pages and go to Psalm 37. It starts out by saying, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And then 34 of that same chapter says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. And then I think the next verse I'm going to read is probably one, if you study the Bible and read it regularly, that you have probably memorized. Yes, it's Isaiah 40, verse 31. Why don't you say it with me, okay? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We see when an eagle flies, he extends his wings and floats on the air currents. And God provides the air currents for him to soar way up in the sky. And the Holy Spirit will do exactly the same. He will lift us up and he will guide us in just the same manner. It's been a long, many, many years since I spoke about the eagle, and it's kind of whet my appetite to do some more research and bring another message. They're such a beautiful, beautiful bird. And our God loves us so much and has so much to give us and bless us. And Isaiah 64, I keep on turning those pages, and verse 4 says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath eyes seen, O God, beside you, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him. So all Jesus wants us to do is ask and allow him to lead us in our lives. So the second question is, and perhaps you're asking, is what do we need to do? Okay, we need to focus our attention on him. We need to be careful about our timing. He has perfect timing, and we will be better able to handle it if we do it in his time. And then he wants us to grow up. He wants us to grow in faith and in maturity, in patience, and in waiting. Hardships can stretch our faith, can't it? And he says, trust me and I'll give you more. I won't give you more than you can handle. And then he needs to adjust our motives. We can be so selfish and so self-centered, can't we? So when the circumstances are not ready, sometimes we have blind eyes and he has to have us wait and get ready. And then he has to remind us that he is in control. Jesus must be the most important person in our lives. And aren't we so prone to pray and then take over in our lives and follow our own leading and try to work out our own problem? And, of course, we can certainly mess our lives up. And then what can we expect from the Lord concerning our waiting? Well, Lamentation 3:22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions, they fail not. Aren't you glad he's compassionate with us? He goes on to say, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3:22-26. So what can we expect from the Lord in relation to waiting? Well, we can expect him to be very good to us and loving. We can expect him to answer our prayers. Psalm 41 says, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he heard my cry. And then we can expect to see the fruit of our faith. We can expect to receive much more than we deserve, for sure. Or could we even think about it? Wow, more than we could ever wait or think. Remember Job and his ending with twice as much as he had before? Well, David waited on the Lord and became king when he was ready and able to carry on. And then Joseph, all three of these men, heroes of the faith, Joseph had to go through many trials before he was ready to save the nation. Well, our Lord is not a God of disappointments. He always knows what's best for us. And if we don't wait, we can expect lots of heartaches and lots of troubles. And so, as I leave you today, may I encourage you, wait on the Lord, and he will surely lead you and bless you. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.